Yes, Cruzy Drilling.
Hey, it's Dragon.
Oh, that does sound much better. What did you say your name is?
Ja. J-I-A.
J-I-A.
Mm-hmm.
And how is it pronounced?
Ja.
Ja. Okay. I'm sorry.
I guess you can say, if you were to pronounce it, it would be like J-A-H.
I have a window unit air conditioner for this suite we're in, and it kind of interferes with my hearing.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Yes. I have read a little bit about you, and the owner wanted me to inquire into possible funding programs because the difficulty we encounter as a very small business with a traditional bank.
Okay. And are you the owner or you're the controller?
I'm the secretary treasurer.
Okay.
I'm a corporate officer as far as the State Corporation Commission is concerned, but I do not have any ownership interest.
Okay. And is the owner Nick Kersey?
Kersey. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. I'm going to put a note in here. And is he the 100% owner?
Yes. It's an S corporation, and he is
S-corp.
The owner. Uh-huh.
Sounds good. Perfect. So I'm just going to confirm a couple of pieces of info I have on the business, and then I can answer any questions you might have.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How long have you guys been in business for?
The business has been here since May of 96, and it has functioned as an S-Corp since 2005.
Okay. And what were you guys before S-Corp?
Sole proprietor, and he changed that when he found out that upon his death, the business would stop. And since he has a son that he wanted to leave everything to, continue on, you know. And also, I had told him, I said, why aren't you using your company name? I mean, your family name in the company. So he did that as well. But he's been at the same location here in Scenery Hill, Pennsylvania for 20 years.
Okay, okay. Nice. So been in business for 20 years, a change to S-Corp about 10 years ago.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I'm just putting the notes in here. Okay. And I have the address here as 34 Ontario Road?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Okay, perfect. So we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Okay. Well, working capital for a few improvements in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
He'd like to consolidate some credit card debt, you know, that was used during slacker periods, you know, and just have like one payment that's related to that and have it gone, you know. But mainly working capital. We don't need any more equipment or anything like that at this point.
Okay, okay. Sounds good. And how much working capital did you need?
Well, I know it's probably going to be driven by our revenue, but I'm just going to pick $50,000.
Okay. And is this also with the credit card debt too?
Yes,
is this also including the credit card? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so how much of that is credit card debt, and how much of that is we use for operational?
Oh, maybe half and half. I'm not really sure. I haven't crunched the numbers.
Okay. Sounds good. And then, do you for the credit card? Do you know what kind of like APR that?
They are all over the place.
Okay. Do you guys have like a breakdown of it that you can send over later?
I could do that. Yeah, I can do that. He also wanted, because during some lean times, I had used my own credit cards. And there are a couple of mine he wanted to, you know, as part of that working capital.
Oh, I see. Oh, wow. You use your own to help out the business, too?
Yeah, well, he's my other half.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, for lack of a better way, you know, to put it. So, because it can be very cyclical at times. And it doesn't happen too often. But we did run into a couple of bumpy times, just like any construction industry.
Yeah, I've had other customers that have the same situation, too, where you ended up having to use your own personal stuff for business.
Yeah, and, you know, you just have to hang on. Because actually, unfortunately, this business that we're in, drilling primarily water wells of various applications, because we work with certain companies, one in particular, we're kind of insurance poor. We have to carry outrageous insurance that we would not if we just dealt with, you know, the general public.
Yeah. Okay, so most of your business or most of your customers are businesses.
And there's one primary repeat corporation. You'll find this on the stock exchange. That's Consol Energy.
Okay.
They're foreign held, but they have their headquarters are right here, 15 minutes away from us.
Oh, I see. So
yeah.
They're your biggest customer.
Yeah, we do
nice.
A lot of work for them
because
just to give you, since we're on the subject, just a thumbnail sketch.
Mm-hmm.
Mining is still going on, and when they go through and take, because we have a lot of country area out here that's not on city water, they take the water as a consequence oftentimes from mining, and they are required by our DEP to replenish that well, and they use that.
I see.
They have a lot of wells backed up that have to be done because they give them 3 years to do it.
I see. Okay. What else do you guys do besides like the well and drilling?
Well, we do monitoring wells. We do construction drilling. I did a job a couple of months ago. When you're going to build on fill in particular, you need a substructure, you know, so they will drill the holes.
Okay.
And they'll have cement trucks back. Pump trucks coming in after them to fill those holes. So it's like having underground pillars, if you will.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. Okay, and then for the $25K that you guys want for regular, you know, operational, what is that, you know, what is that exactly? Are you guys, you know, just paying bills, paying for the materials,
We have that pretty well in hand. He'd like to do some shop improvements. He has a shop, and right now only three-fourths of the floor with cement, and he'd like to complete that. He'd like to install radiant heating in it. Right now they just use a mobile torpedo heater.
Okay.
Some improvements. That kind of thing.
Oh, okay. Okay, so just upgrading, improvements, things like that for the shop. Okay. And no equipment in that? Mostly
no,
just
we're pretty good.
Cosmetics and stuff?
Yeah, the equipment is taken care of at this point, I believe, because we just got some new things. So I don't think he's got any equipment needs. He didn't make a note of that. I'll put it that way.
I see. Okay. Yeah, I see that you guys, I'm looking at the website, you guys have a lot of equipment.
Well, that needs to be updated because it's got some old ones on there.
Oh, I see.
We just recently acquired a new dump that we can use in excavating work and a new service van and got rid of some older stuff. There's something else we could use the working capital for because to get the website the way we would like to, you're talking about a lot of money.
I see. Okay.
And we've never really, you know, I'm very conservative, and I just keep wanting to have bills, I mean, money for bills.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, only pay for what you need to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then since we're, you know, consolidating some credit card debt, I just want to make sure I, you know exactly, you know, how much principal and interest you've been paying. Do you have that information, you know, how much interest you've paid already and how long you've had these credit cards?
It's a lot. You know, I can tell you from the, I tell you what I can do, if you can hold on a minute.
Okay.
The total interest in 2015 is on our tax return stuff. It's on my and also, if you can hold on a minute, I'll let you know.
Okay, sure,
right,
sounds good.
Let me just get to Excel. Thank you.
Okay.
Let's get back to you. I can hear you. Yeah. You can call over.
You know what? It's not it's not broken down. It's credit card interest and loan payment interest.
Oh.
I would say, off the top of my head, based on my recollection,
yeah,
it's probably about maybe $4,000 in business, $3,000 to $4,000 in business credit card interest.
Okay, for the year?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's a lot.
Yeah, well, that's why he wants to get rid of these.
Yeah.
It's a lot of credit cards with lower amounts, and, you know, we're paying right now our vendor that we deal with for our materials, cash. We had gotten in a situation when his, and this is a positive. I think this really shows what we've done with limited funds. His son was racking up all this debt with our supplier. We're talking pumps, pipe, switches, all that kind of stuff you use for welds. We had at one time about a $34,000 bill, and that was as of February 1, 2015. Got rid of him. It was very hard to keep the reins on him because he was the owner's son. So you can imagine what I'm trying to say. Well, what's this for? What job is that? You know. Anyway, even paying cash for our deliveries as they come in for our jobs. In addition to being able to do that, we just wrote a check for just under $4,000 a week ago, we have gotten that debt down to $1,000.
Wow. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Because
big difference.
Had a lot of, you know, fuel's very expensive. You know, we get a delivery of off-road fuel, you're talking about $1,000 right there. So we got that down, and I'm very proud of that because, you know, to be able to keep paying on a vendor account, and as I understand it from this, it's called Aquaflow Pump and Supply. We're one of the few that have been paying them.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we're small potatoes. They got people who owe them six digits.
That's crazy.
So, you know, we're really getting a handle on the debt, and that's why we pay them when they come. We've decided, you know what, we don't want any more credit. We've got the money. Let's just pay it. That way it's done.
How much are you guys currently paying per month for your all your credit card?
Probably, if you include mine,
probably a couple thousand.
Yeah, well, it varies because sometimes we can pay a lot more, and sometimes we can't.
Right, but then sometimes you end up just paying interest only, and or the minimum, and the debt itself doesn't go down.
Sometimes we have to wait for a payment to come in.
Okay. And then do you have, like, a timeline on when you would like the capital? Is this, like, just kind of, you know, as soon as possible?
Well, the first thing I need to know, you know, this really gets to the nuts and bolts.
Sure.
What your programs are and what is the longest term.
Okay.
Because I know the way a lot of these work, and if you're talking about 24 months max, that's not going to work for us.
Okay. How long do you want?
Well, ideally, let's start with the longest possible. Because I know how these unsecured work. The money comes out daily, weekly, or monthly, depending on the program and the company you're working with. And obviously, we're dealing with, you know, trying to keep as much cash flow in as possible. So the longer the term, you know, I'm waiting to hear, is it yours? Let me see if it was yours, actually. I think it was yours. I'm trying to keep track of who I responded to.
Okay.
You have 72 months.
Yes, that's for large pieces of equipment purchases because they're secured loans. So those can go longer. Unsecured loan for us, the max it goes is 3 years. I'll be upfront with you. And the most first-time borrower, the longest hovers around the two-year mark.
Okay.
So I've seen instances a little longer, but I won't be able to guarantee you that will be longer than 24 months. But have you had a – do you currently have a working capital loan or have you had one before?
No.
Okay. Yeah. So how it works is basically we qualify you for the largest amount possible, and then you just choose whatever it is that you need. You know, obviously the shorter the term, the less interest you're paying back in total. You know, and then the longer the term, you're paying back more interest in total. But, you know, if the longer the term, you get, you know, less cash flow coming out of your business.
Yeah.
But basically, we'll qualify you for the longest and the most, and then you just choose which option you want to go with.
Right, right. Well, mm-hmm. obviously, it's you know, that's why I like to consolidate the credit card, mm-hmm. because you're looking at what you end up paying
right.
term. But the other thing that I'm really keenly aware of, since I pay all the bills,
yeah,
you know, is you're having to look at, you know, you've got your debt service,
yeah,
you've got your payroll, you got your taxes mm-hmm. on that, you got your monthlies that come
mm-hmm.
in, keeping the lights on, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, you'll go a couple mm-hmm. months without a job.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I have to look at the least amount coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so currently, like, that's why I want to know exactly how much you guys are paying per month, because, you know, how much you're budgeting per month for your monthly output towards, you know, debt and paying off credit cards and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you guesstimate about, like, $4,000 or $5,000 a month, you think?
Yeah. It varies, but, you know,
yeah.
like I said, sometimes it's the minimum or just above. You know, like if the minimum, say, just to pick a number, is
yeah.
35, I'll round it up to 50.
Okay.
You know, just trying to do more than the minimum while still keeping us. And see, I never know, and that's part of the problem with this business.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like to drain your funds down to nothing, because
mm-hmm.
I never know when he might call and say, the rig just blew an air hose.
Yeah.
You know, I've always got, like, some kind of little catastrophe that I think is waiting to count.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and here's an example too that is, you know, we're kind of insurance poor. We just got a bill for our
mm-hmm.
umbrella. We
mm-hmm.
have to carry to work with this client that makes us wait 60 days. We have to carry
mm-hmm.
a $4 million umbrella.
Wow.
And
the payment must be really high.
Yeah, yeah. We pay about $30,000. To 32 in insurance, and we've never had a claim, and the risk of anything with this company
mm-hmm.
happening by nature of our work, we
uh-huh.
really ought to get an exception. It really shouldn't be necessary. We don't work on their site.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mortwell. It's not Gastrill. And
it's required?
Yeah.
And you pay 30-something thousand a year? That's a,
yeah,
that's crazy.
That's what it ends up. The umbrella, again, is like
$2,700. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Can you hold on for just a second?
Sure.
Thank you. Okay. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Okay, so if you were just to make minimum payment for your credit card, how much do you normally pay?
A lot less. You mean total? It would
yeah.
be a lot less than the $3,000 to $4,000.
Okay.
Is there a reason you're really focusing and asking all these details about the credit card? Because I was going to jump to, do you do this by using a multiplier to establish a fixed cost on the money?
Yeah, so it's so the reason why I'm focusing on the credit card is just because you're trying to basically consolidate and refi your credit card debt, correct? So in order for me to get you understand how much you can afford and how much you would be willing to, you know, how big of a loan you need, that's
mm-hmm.
why I'm asking all the details on it, just to make sure that our loans will make sense for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So how it works is basically it is a rate multiplier, like you said, and we look at your credit, the business credit, and other business details, and then we'll be able to find, you know, what the rate factor is for you. And then are you currently, I know you said that you just got off the phone with another person about the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
Who else are you applying to?
I'm not. I cut it off when he told me their maximum is usually 20 months, and
it's
like the same kind of situation that you're really going to be presenting us, because he talked about, you know, because he asked about,
uh-huh.
you know, the gross revenue,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it's a function of that as to how much we would get initially, and he
mm-hmm.
said you're probably talking about $20,000 to $23,000 if we qualify for first time,
mm-hmm.
1.15 to 1.35 multiplier. Bottom line was it was $80.36. It would come out every day from our account, and they don't.
And
do
he was able to tell you all that on the first call.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was very upfront and gave me a lot of information because with the unsecured, you know, first time, and he talked about, you know, renewing, which is essentially
yeah.
like refinancing if you're halfway
mm-hmm.
through.
Mm-hmm.
and have a payment history. I've been through this before.
Right.
And but see, the owner is very, it's very frustrating.
Yeah.
We would never qualify with the bank, and here's the reason why. We make money on paper, the tax return, right?
Mm-hmm.
But an accountant does his job, and for example,
deductions.
We just purchased in 2015 a brand new dump truck for our excavating part.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was able to write all that off. So the depreciation that our business is allowed, plus our interest expense.
Was it Section 179?
I couldn't tell you what section. All I'm telling you is, and banks are supposed to, like he said, you're supposed to add the interest expense and depreciation back in. Because, number one, they're expenses on paper. They don't affect your cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the interest does, you know, indirectly, but they don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
But when an accountant is doing his job, he's bringing your profit and therefore the taxes you're going to owe the IRS way down. But it's like a bank doesn't want to loan you money unless your tax return shows, for example, you pay taxes on $100,000 profit.
Right.
And if you can show that consistently, then they probably, you know, would be saying, how much money do you want?
Yeah.
And we had a profit, I think it was before depreciation. It was like, even with all the expenses we have to pay that are not deductible, like loan payments, it was like $40,000. You know how much taxes? We're not.
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, for like a regular, like a nationwide bank, like Bank of America, Wells Fargo, they only look at your bottom line, not your top line. For us, we look at the top line. So it's similar to what the other person talked to you about. But what we do is we can free up, generally free up more than what our other competitors can do. So to give you an idea, what was the sales?
Pardon? They vary between 350 and almost, we almost got 500,000 in 2013.
Oh, okay. And how was last year?
Hang on a second. I don't have it remembered. I got to go to my
chat. No worries.
It was a lower year. It was almost 315. We've had a couple of hiccups. I mean, 2016's, you know, that's pretty consistent for us. We just don't seem to...
So based on that number, the 350, you said 350, right?
350 what? What were we talking about?
Oh, the gross sales, sorry.
350,000? 315.
Oh, 15, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so based on that number, we can, sorry, my calculator's messing up on me. And how's this year looking for you so far?
I'd say we're pretty close to being on track for the same thing.
Okay, cool. So for us, we can generally free up about 10 to 15% of that. So much higher than what the other person was quoting you. So on the higher range, we can give you $47,000.
Okay.
And then on the lower range, we $31,500.
Now, when it comes down to the actual application process, which would you be looking at, 2016 now or 2015 from the tax return?
We look at the 2015 tax return, but we also need the most recent 6 months bank statement just to show, current sales and the current health of the business. Because a lot of other customers I've helped, you know, last year they were, you know, 1.4, let's just say, and then this year they're tracking to be like 3 million. We want to give you credit for that 3 million and not just the 1.4. So that's why we look at
like that, but it's just,
just to give you an example. But basically, that's why we look at the two things: is the current 6 months, and then last year's tax return. And then just the the application itself, which is just the one page. And actually, I think you might be holding it already. It's that the letter that we sent you. That's the application, but I can send you one in PDF format too.
Tell me at this point your range of multipliers in figuring up the return, the cost.
Sure. And then do you know what Nick, right, who's the owner? Do you know what his credit is like?
It's like 740, I think.
Okay. Cool. So he definitely would qualify for one of our A to B program. Term length-wise, it depends on the other factors, but it would hover around the two-year mark at the highest for a first-time borrower, just to be upfront with you. And then I don't know what the rate multiplier is, just because I have to look at the other factors, and just I don't want to overquote you or
well,
you know, overpromise you.
Give me the range that you all work with, though.
Okay, sure. Well, the lowest is 1.1.
Okay.
And the highest is like 1.4.
Okay. All right, and the program calls for daily, weekly, or what, debiting from the checking account?
We have all three options, actually.
You mean you can get something that's short-term like this on a monthly basis?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if for qualifying customers, yes. Okay. But it is the option out there. We have all three, daily, weekly, monthly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be able to tell you exactly which program you know Nick qualifies for with the you know with the application and the banks and stuff.
What about any other fees or costs associated?
There's no fee to apply or underwriting fee.
Okay, no origination fee.
No.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I think I'm going to have to talk to him and remind him
okay.
of this. You know, he gets, which frustrates me, he gets all these solicitations.
Yeah.
And one of them came, and he had a question mark, and he's like, because uh-huh. he's not as cynical as I am.
okay.
It's really a credit card, and I'm like, no, read the back and the fine print. Because
yeah.
there's a lot of baiting this industry does. I'm sorry. You know, it says you're pre-
Right, I understand.
Like,
that's why I don't want to, you know, overquote you or anything like that. You know, just be upfront.
I said, you're pre-approved to apply. They're just saying based on what they found out about you at Dun & Bradstreet, they're interested in hearing from you and
mm-hmm.
seeing this is no, that you've already met the qualification processes. And
mm-hmm.
nothing is ever that easy.
Mm-hmm.
Or simple. I mean, because you're talking about, even if they make it easier and you don't have to put up any collateral, you're talking about taking money from them, and they want some assurances, you know. That reminds me, do you all even do any kind of secured loans?
Yeah, we do, but that's for equipment.
So you would not give a secured loan based on him pledging collateral?
No.
Okay.
The collateral would be the piece of equipment he purchases.
Okay, yeah, he's not interested in doing that at this point. We've gotten all we need at this point. Okay, all right.
So what I can do right now is I can send over the application and my contact info. And then, all I would need is just the application, 6 months of banks, and tax return. And I would be able to tell you exactly the details you're looking for in about a day or so.
Well, we're going to be actually, I had to file for an extension. We're actually going tomorrow
okay.
for him to be able to sign. They're filing the 1120 for the corp
All
and
right.
the personal. So
okay.
we'll have that after tomorrow.
Okay.
So
you can
send it to Carla, K-A-R-L-A.
Give me 1 second. I'll type it
uh-huh.
up. Okay, I have K-A-R-L-A at CruciDrilling.com.
That's it.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. I'll go ahead and send this over to you. And you said you're getting the taxes tomorrow?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll have the returns tomorrow.
Okay. Perfect. So I will, I'll send it right now and I'll touch base with you tomorrow if that's okay.
Okay. That sounds great. Well, I'll be here. Well, probably, no, actually I'm not coming in Friday. We have a 2:00 appointment tomorrow and
okay.
I will be coming back to the office. So maybe Monday.
Monday?
Calendar
okay.
for Monday. Okay.
Okay, sounds good. I will put it in my calendar.
Okay,
I'll talk to you
thank you very much. It's Ja, right?
Yeah, it's Ja.
Okay, I don't want to mispronounce.
No worries.
Your personal things, you know. So.
Yeah, it's Chinese, so it's a little different, too. So.
Oh, okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking to you, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay, I'll talk to you then.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Bye.